Episode 865, How to Stay Healthy During the Holidays.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is a gorgeous day. And I hope you are ready for Memorial Weekend. We are going to be talking about how to stay healthy during the holidays. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we have to be healthy in order to impact in our life. That's just common sense. It's logical. But when we are faced with the yummy goodness of chocolate chip cookies that are just like fresh out of the oven melting, and that juicy hamburger covered and smothered in all your sauces and cheeses that you love, topped with lettuce and tomato, are you just salivating yet? You know, it's kind of like my puppy dog right now. I'm looking at him. He's going, what about me, Mom? Holidays are awesome, but it's so difficult to stay on track when you want to be healthy. So with any celebration, you can stay healthy during the holidays, but you have to make a choice. Yes. Are you really willing to put forth the effort that you need to accomplish the goal, yet not sacrificing too much of your holidays? Memorial Weekend is in a couple days, and for some of us, we're already closing down school. The kids are, you know, that's it. It's the last few days, and it is summertime. The barbecue's on, the pools are open, and it's time to kick off summer. Now, are you ready to enjoy those holidays? Are you ready to dive in deeper without sacrificing your health? How to stay healthy during the holidays is possible, and you are worth it. But again, it's your choice. Do you really want to stay on track? If so, then let's jump in. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Focus on the fun, not the food. I don't know about you, but I'm all about the food. I love food, and sometimes I think it's a curse because I can't have most of it. It goes not just to the hips. It just does everything wrong for this body. But when you focus on the food and focus on what you can't have, then where does that leave you? It leaves you with nothing. It sets you up for failure because you know you're going to be thinking, gosh, I can't have that potato salad because it's smothered in, well, you know what it's smothered in, and it doesn't do the body good. Then you get flustered, and you get frustrated. Then you're like, I don't even want to go. And then you go in your closet, and you're like, I have nothing to wear. And you look in the mirror, and it's downhill from there. Yeah, and this is supposed to be a celebration? This is the holiday? You're supposed to be with family and friends and playing in the pool, and all you can think about is what you can't have. That's why you have to focus on the fun, not the food. So let's break it down. Number one, you have to enjoy your fellowship. The fellowship time is the most important time. That's when all the silliness happens. That's where you make the memories. Yes, we kind of like to tie our memories in with food. Oh, remember grandma's apple pie at Thanksgiving or the fresh sugar cookies at Christmas time. But it doesn't have to be always tied to food. Enjoy the fellowship, your family and friends. Enjoy great conversation. You know, actually think about others besides the food. And you know what? Honestly, put down your phone. I know that sounds crazy, but we all carry it around. I do all the time. I can't tell you how many times this week I've had my phone with me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just need to put it down thinking that I'm going to miss something. Well, I was expecting a few important texts and phone calls. So that's probably why I had it with me. But we still are too connected to our phones. And we forget about the fellowship, the people right in front of us physically, where we can tangibly touch them and hug them and say how awesome they are. You have to enjoy the fellowship. That's where your memories are truly made. Number two, keep yourself on a regular eating schedule. Now, I know that is really tough, especially if you're going out of town. All of our family is out of town. So for Memorial Weekend, we usually travel to my parents' house, or we go, you know, we visit my family, or we'll go to my husband's side. It just depends on what's going on in our life. But what you need to do is you need to continue to eat on a regular schedule. I know that's challenging, especially if you're in a hotel or if you're at somebody else's house, because you don't have control. So here is what I suggest. Do your best to have something that will nourish your body and your hunger at the normal times that you eat during the day. So if you normally eat, like, let's say at 8 o'clock in the morning and maybe 11:30 or 12 in the afternoon, and then maybe you have a snack or two in between there, and then you have dinner around 5, make sure you're eating something around those times. That doesn't mean you have to indulge in a full sit-down dinner like you normally would. What you need to do is say, okay, I need to have maybe some almonds and an apple. That would be a great snack. It's wonderful. It's healthy for you. It's going to keep you satiated until you're ready for that meal. But you're not going to fill up, so you still can enjoy whatever's on the barbecue, whatever's, you know, cooking in the smoker. Either way, it's going to work. But you've got to stay on your regular schedule. Number 3, stay physical. And I'm not talking about that kind of physical. We're talking about being active, physically active, running, jumping, walking. When we think about holidays sometimes and we come into the food and fellowship, we tend to slow down. And when we slow down, that usually means our butt is on a couch or on a chair or in a beach chair. Now, that's all fine and dandy, and we need that rest time every once in a while, but we also need to be physically active. So make a point. Go for a longer walk that day if you know you're going to have 2 pieces of your favorite pie, along with 2 extra cookies, whatever it is. And that's not normally something that you would eat over a weekend. So be physical. Okay, and if you want to throw in that other spicy side of physical, you can do that too, because it does burn calories just the same. All right, number 4, keep hydrated. Yes, you know me, I love water. Now, with Memorial Weekend here in the U.S., it's a very important time for us where we honor our veterans and those who have fought and gone before us and those who have sacrificed their lives for our freedom. And I take it very, very seriously. Not only was my father military, but also both sides of our family, my husband's and my side, we have family members that have gone to war and also served. And so Memorial Weekend for us here is very important. Now, with any celebration, sometimes there's something called alcoholic beverages that come in. And some of us enjoy a little bit too much of that. And we forget that our body craves water. Our body needs water. I cannot stress this enough to you. So I'm not telling you not to drink alcoholic beverages. However, I am going to tell you to drink responsibly. But what I want you to make sure you do for every alcoholic drink that you have, I want you to drink a bottle of water. And I want you to do it every other drink. So if you're going to have a beer, for example, you have your bottle of beer, whatever it is, then I want you to drink a bottle of water before you have your next alcoholic beverage, whatever that choice may be. This is going to keep you very hydrated, because alcohol is going to dehydrate you further. And then what happens is you're going to overeat, you're going to get crabby, then things are going to happen, and you're not going to have any fun on this wonderful, exciting celebration of Memorial Weekend or whatever holiday that you might be celebrating at this time. So it's important to keep hydrated. And ultimately, you want to drink half of your body weight in ounces. So let's say you're 140 pounds. That means you need to be drinking 70 fluid ounces of water, okay, to keep yourself hydrated. It's unfortunate that most of us are running on dehydration. We really are. And if you were to stay hydrated, you're not going to feel as tired. Your energy is going to stay heightened, meaning you're going to feel more like, I want to be a part of the celebration instead of, I just want to sit around and do nothing. So keep hydrated. Number 5, this is my favorite one of all. Indulge in the joy. Oh, yes. Focus on what you can celebrate, the joy that has been given to you. Be grateful. You don't want to focus on what you can't do. Yeah, maybe you can't have all that food that you really so desire. That's okay. But you have all these friends and family around. You can kick ball. Maybe you have your children with you. Maybe you have older children who are bringing their spouses in. It is a day of celebration, a weekend of celebration. So indulge in the joy. You make your holiday joyful. Again, it's a choice. You can stay healthy during these holidays, but you have to determine, okay, is this really what I want, or would I rather just kind of get off track? Well, I know you. You're a woman of impact. You are ready to go out, and you're going to continue to stay on your healthy drive, your healthy kick, because you know that you matter. Take it one step. If you want some help with that, click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you. This is a complimentary coaching call. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. The summer's here. I kind of need to figure out, you know, my strategy. I would love to help you. Click on that link. That will begin our conversation. Ultimately, the holidays are a lot of fun. And you know what? What is it really about? What are you celebrating? Answer that question. And when you figure out that answer to that question, I guarantee you it'll totally take you away from the food, from the extra drinks that maybe you shouldn't be drinking, and you will know what matters most. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.